Our sermon text is recorded in St. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Thus saith the Lord, my dear friends in Christ, what is the absolute most important thing of all? And is it the number one priority in our life? Because how easy it is for us to get distracted from it. Like Martha, who was cumbered about much serving. Cumbered means distracted or pulled away. Pulled away from what is greatest of all. We all go through life, and in fact, don't we constantly find ourselves running in circles, becoming so busy, so involved, that we seem to forget our true purpose? Why it is that we're even here in the first place, doing so many things at once, spreading ourselves so thin, becoming so busy, we start to lose our way. Must we not take a break from it all, at least long enough to ask ourselves the big questions about eternal life and put aside the things of this life? But what about my daily needs? I have my daily needs. Am I not required to work for my daily needs? To earn, to accomplish, set goals, meet goals, succeed, or at least try to succeed. There's the cost of living, my living expenses, my food expenses. Some of us have education expenses. We all have bills to pay, places to go, people to see. We all have our needs. But Jesus gets our attention by completely redefining the word need. We may think we need these basic necessities: food, water, shelter. But Jesus comes along and he says, actually, no. One thing alone is needful. How can he say that? How can only one thing be needful, everything else not be, when we all need to eat and drink? Besides that, we all need to sleep. We need companionship and friendship and family. We need education. We need our jobs. We need money. Don't we need money to purchase things for our basic needs? But again, Jesus says, no. One thing is needful. Well, if I don't eat, I can't live. But Jesus says, no. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus is talking about a much higher form of life. Eating, drinking, breathing doesn't necessarily mean one is living. Because Christ says to really live, we must be born again. We must be given a brand new life. A new life by baptism, by His Word, by the forgiveness of our sins, by the power of God's Spirit in our heart. So Jesus turns our attention away from the things of this life. He turns our attention to spiritual life. And He says, life is more than meat and drink. He says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believes in me shall never thirst. We can become so involved with this life, with the needs of this life, the needs of our body, that we lose sight of the needs of our soul, our eternal soul. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his own soul? Jesus says, one thing is needful. And what a difference it makes when by God's grace we know what that one thing is. And by God's grace, as Mary did, we choose that one thing above all else. That choosing, of course, is not by our own reason or strength, but the Holy Ghost has called us. By the gospel, He leads us. He directs us in the right way. But what a difference it makes when from the bottom of our hearts we continue to seek that one thing that is needful, and we continue to find true rest and peace in the soul as God's Spirit works through the Word of Christ. In our heart, having that one thing means everything. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in a field. When a man finds it, he sells everything he has in order to go buy that one field. Again, it's like a merchant. When he finds one pearl of great price, he sells everything he has. And he goes and buys that one pearl. Nothing in this life compares to the one thing our soul needs to survive. Jesus has it. He has the words of eternal life. He freely gives it. We freely receive it through faith. Scripture says, these things are written that ye may know you have eternal life. But how easy it is to get distracted. It's not just sinful things that can distract us. It can be perfectly good things. Things that are not sinful in any way, in and of themselves. We remember the excuses given at the Great Supper. Well, one man said, I just bought a piece of land. I got to go and see it. I just bought some oxen. Another man says, I must go and see them. Another one says, well, I just got married. I got to go see my wife. Martha was trying to serve her Lord. She was working for her Lord, probably preparing a great meal for Him. What's wrong with that? In and of itself, there's nothing wrong. But when Christ began to speak, both Martha and Mary were invited to stop working, to stop serving, and to be served, to be comforted in the forgiveness of sins, to receive inwardly the only thing, the one thing needful for our soul. To receive the assurance that Christ would go to the cross to make everything right between us and God. If we are too busy to hear that, if we are too busy to find comfort and strength in those words, then we are just too busy. Jesus is not saying, well, here's another thing to add to your list of things to do to make your busy life even busier. No, he's saying only one thing can truly satisfy your soul. Come and receive and believe, and you will find rest unto your soul. If we look close at the details, we discover something that maybe we never had before. It wasn't that Mary wasn't helping. In fact, she was helping Martha. Because Martha said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me. The fact that she left Mary means that at one point, or that she left Martha means that at one point Mary was with Martha. At one point she was with her, helping her to serve. But what's important is that Mary knew when to stop. When Jesus started speaking the words of eternal life, by God's grace, she knew when to stop and to listen and to receive food for her soul. The when for us is no less than every day. Every day of our life, every day God invites us to stop, to put everything away, to put our cell phones, our TVs, and our careers away. Put everything on hold and sit at Christ's feet and listen to the words of eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus says, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. What is the absolute number one most important thing of all? What is greater than finding comfort and strength in the words of Christ, in our baptism, in the Lord's Supper? What's more important than being assured that in His heart of hearts, God is at peace with us and our sins are forgiven because His Son went to the cross and died and rose again, and promises that we too will rise? Jesus is the one thing our soul needs. His Word is the one thing. His Spirit, His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. No matter how much or how little we have worked in God's kingdom, we are still saved by the grace of God alone, by the one thing that is needful. Let us not become so involved with our own labors that we forget the one, the only one who labored hard for us on the cross to save us from our sins. Mary knew when to stop working and to choose that good part that would not be taken away from her. God's grace is so good, so great, that there is absolutely nothing we can do to earn it. But it is also so good and so great that there is no sin of ours that it does not cover. Whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have everlasting life. Knowing the one thing needful, having that one thing needful in our heart, in our soul, we do have rest and peace in our soul. It is important that we labor hard in the world and in God's kingdom, and Christ will continue to enable us to do just that. But may God also continue to give us the wisdom to know when to put everything aside and simply listen to the words of eternal life and receive rest unto our soul. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Rest unto your soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.